Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Assisted suicide. It's a topic which will become even more front and center as the debate continues in St. Paul with the legislature. It is a topic which has come up in this country for decades. Right now, you have 12 states currently have bills that would legalize physician-assisted death. Eight states in D.C. already allow it. Vermont and Oregon permit any qualified American to travel to the state for the practice. Okay? Normally, it's patients must be at least 18 years of age, within 6 months of death, be assessed to ensure they're capable of making an informed decision. Now, you've had a couple states, Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you on CCO, where opposite direction. Kansas has a bill to further criminalize anyone who helps in physician-assisted death. West Virginia is asking voters to enshrine its current ban into the state constitution. Really? That's what we're going to do? That's the priority in West Virginia? That seems... That's wrong to me. So I saw that story or parts of those details in a lengthy AP story. And then Reed Forgrave, who's really good at the Star Tribune, has popped up today online, probably in your Sunday Star Tribune if you still get that at home. And it talks about something that rings home for me, excuse me, and others. What about if you have individuals in your life, and they have intellectual disabilities, nonverbal. They give an example. And one of the fears for some of the opponents that this is going to be abused, that it's going to be too easy, and that potentially the wrong individuals can be caught up in this. It's Kathy Ware, and she was looking at what's happening in Canada. And as Reed writes, Alberta judge green lights euthanasia for 27-year-old autistic woman despite objections from her dad. And Kathy thought of her son, Kylan, who is nonverbal, barely mobile, and dependent on round-the-clock care. She's 55. What happens if she's gone? And I get it because, you know, I'm, at least from what I know, in decent health. And so is Kathleen. And Quentin just turned 23. And he also has two brothers who love and I believe will do anything and everything for him whenever we're gone. And I hope that's a long, long time from now. And then sadly, you know, Quentin really has uncertain life expectancy. Now, Quentin is much more verbal, communicating, but he's autistic, has seizures, has a lot of issues. And so I get, Dave, where there's concern of abuse. This is not easy. There are concerns. It's you can make the analogy to the death penalty conversation where if you're someone like I am who believes in a very, very limited way that some actions are so heinous, so vile, so cruel, so vicious that that person should not exist anymore. But the comeback is where someone will say, but is it worth it with a system where we have a flawed judicial system and we could potentially put someone down and they were innocent of the crime? And people might say with assisted suicide, if it isn't buttoned up, if it isn't written in such a way, if you don't have all the right people involved on a regular basis, Dave, what happens if someone is put down and either they can't communicate or many other shortcuts were taken and someone, their life was ended? What if they would have been allowed to communicate and they had that ability? No. This going back to Canada before you jump in. The Canadian government report from Reed Story, 45,000 reported medically assisted deaths between 2016 and 2022. That's a lot, right? Longer period, right? In 22, more than 4% of all Canadian deaths were medically assisted. Again, that's a lot, right? 4%. The vast majority of the requests were granted. Fewer, again, 4%, once again, of the applicants were deemed ineligible. It's different, though, you know, what we have in Canada to what we have here. And this debate is happening once again in St. Paul. In Oregon, just a little more data, 1 in 5 who died by assisted suicide in 2021 had private insurance. The vast majority were on government insurance. Nearly 60% cited concern about it being a burden on a loved one as a reason, and 1 in 6 met criteria for treatable mental health conditions. Again, the concern is if you're in a financial position, if you're in an intellectual position, if you're in an insured position, how are you going to be treated if this horrible decision is facing you versus government assistance, maybe intellectual concerns, financial issues? Is someone within a system going to say, all right, it hasn't been proven. We haven't had the multiple doctors. We don't think fill in the blank is going to make it. So let's just, if the process is available, we're going to go there. I hear all that. And I also hear when I talk about this, and I'll get emails or talk to people where a lot of palliative care, where a lot of this is happening on its own anyway. Where a lot of doctors and nurses, whether it's a hospice care, wherever it might be, where they're easing patients into, if you believe in their next existence. That maybe it's not legally approved, but that doctors and nurses have been doing this for a long time. I want to see a system where it is available. Where if it's me, I'll use me as an example. I get in a horrific accident on the ride home, and it is an extended period of time, and there are multiple doctors, and I'm basically in a vegetative state, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to come back. That instead of doctors and nurses kind of having to do this on the side, that option should be there. I do worry, and my senses are heightened again when I read the story about someone with a child or now a young adult with cognitive challenges or other circumstances that are fraught with issues. The idea of we can't play with God in this one, no, I don't accept that, because God, as we talked about God's plan, there are doctors, there are nurses, there's technology, there's science, and there's free will. There's free will. I should be allowed to make this decision. That's a lot on your plate. What do you want to say?
You can't make it fair for everybody in every situation, right? It's impossible. It's impossible to have a blanket law where you say, okay, and a physician-assisted suicide is going to be legal in this state, and make it perfect for everybody. For all the examples you just cited, for somebody that's of sound mind versus somebody who's in a vegetative state versus somebody who, you know, can't communicate for themselves. You know, you can't make it perfect. But I'm with you in believing that it would be nice if there is an option. I don't know how you do it and make it fair for everyone, though. I guess that's my hang up. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone's in, you know, sound mind, they can communicate, okay, I have this horrible, debilitating disease, it's terminal, and I'm in great pain. Makes sense. You know, you've only got a few weeks to live, and mm-hmm. it's going to be, you know, intense pain throughout. Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's a better example, because I did the vegetative state one. Mm-hmm. But an even better example is what you're saying. If you've been told by multiple doctors, I'm sorry, Dave, this condition is so severe, we cannot help you. And it's also so severe that even with the medication we have, you're still going to deal with pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be quick. And we have to say to someone that you just have to go through this process for how long?
Yeah. What if, you know, if the doctors have a consensus of you've got about a month left or 6 months? You know, is there a line? You have to be under 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to spend 3 months waiting for your day to die.
In agony, yes. Potentially.
Yeah. I mean, all these situations could and likely will at some point come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know how you make it fair. And you talk about, you know, it doesn't even have to be physical. It can be someone that's dealing with just such immense mental trauma, mental illness where they, you know, I don't know, hearing voices or, you know, they've got demons in their head.
And listen, this show takes great pride in talking about mental health and the reality of it. I think some might hear that and say, well, that's their concern of the, okay, what else, what other doors does this maybe open for?
Yes. What's fair?
Yeah.
Is it only a physical illness?
Right.
You know, is it something that a doctor can quantify and say, well, I'm not sure you're in as much pain as you say you are.
Yeah. And with mental health, can it be used when someone is going through some level of neuroses, some level of paranoia, whatever it might be, and they take advantage of them and end their life when maybe there is a solution to this, but there's a financial incentive just to say, we're going to move on. Because they might not have as many people advocating for them as some others would. Excellent points by you. I want to hear from people. I believe we should have it. Dave, as many valid points as you made about your hesitations and uncertainty, do you believe we should have it in the state of Minnesota? The potential of assisted suicide.
I'd like it as an option, but part of my hesitancy is probably also just my own fear of death.
Okay.
And yeah, just projecting that on every situation here.
So right now, if you had to vote, I would vote. I guess we have to see the actual plan.
Yeah, you would.
Right? It's hard to say yes or no. What is it? I mean, the philosophy, I'm a yes. Now let me see how you lay out the specifics of it.
Exactly. And there's so many specifics that you can't lay them all out.
6-5-1, really light Friday topic for you. we've had a lot of light nonsense throughout the show.
Time for a master's memory.
We'll get to a master's memory when we lead. I don't think we're going to come back on the assisted suicide topic with Jack telling Tom Watson to F off. We could. I actually have no problem with it. Brad's head might spin around, though. So we'll probably stay with the serious assisted suicide topic for one more segment. It's immensely better if you add to it with a phone call or a text. What do you want to say about this? About an issue which is a part of the conversation in Minnesota and in many states all across the country. I could make a golf joke right now about this topic. I'll just make it to you off air. It's 22 past 2.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That's how I feel when I don't have the Brett Boone podcast a part of my life.
How dare you?
I mean, Brett Boone's got a podcast. I mean, I guess we have a podcast. I mean,
what have you done in Major League Baseball?
About as much as Brett did when he was a member of the Twins. God, he was just a lout. He was just awful when he was here. All right, the assisted suicide topic. I appreciate the text coming in. Would love more. 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226. When my grandma was dying, the doctors were phenomenal. Text here on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Doctors were phenomenal. They have a whole language around this. I just wish we could be real about this situation and stop playing games. That's it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I hear this all the time. From doctors and nurses or individuals who were part of this with a loved one that, all right, it's not legal, but here's what we're doing. That's really what, I mean, aren't they open? They're incredibly rife with litigation on that? Yeah. Don't worry, Dave, Chad, fill in the blank who it is. We got it. We're taking care. It's not legal, but we're doing it. And I'm sure most of these doctors and nurses are intelligent, caring, compassionate, and know how to do it and are lessening the pain. But they're doing it off the books as opposed to having the actual debate whether it should be allowed.
Yeah.
Or is this a part of society when we color outside the lines, we just all know what's happening? That in the debate sense, no, we can't come up with the ideal circumstance, but we really do it. I don't know how hospitals really can do that, even though, by the way, they are doing it.
Well, that's how they can do it, clearly the way they have been, if we're all to assume that they are. It almost feels like a better solution where it can just be, you know, a nod and a handshake. It can be, you know, off the books, as you said, and in that way you get every situation is unique, as they already are anyway.
Yep.
And you're trusting your doctor. Your doctor is trusting you, and you're making that decision together versus having, you know, bureaucratic language of who can do what and when and how and blah, blah, blah.
More text coming in at 651-461-9226. End of life exit should be legal. 90% of my life's health care dollars is spent in the final 30 days of my life. That's ridiculous. Let's instead say, it's been a great life, goodbye, and die with dignity. Philosophically, that's it, right? Like, I'm at some level of decent health right now. I hope, first of all, I hope I live for a long time at a healthy state. I hope there's something afterwards. Just my view, because all of us are speculating. My guess, I lean today, yes. I sure hope so. I hope this isn't it, by the way. I'm going to keep trying to live a full life. And I bring this up because of fear of death. It all can change with illnesses and things like that and what happens to you and how excruciating, how difficult, how shortened life can be. If you get to a point, if you get to be a point with my father and you live that long and then you die peacefully in the chair, in your house, surrounded by your family and friends, that checks a lot of boxes. By the way, that didn't make it any less sad for us that he was 100. I wish we lived 110. Most people don't get that situation, though. You know? It's cancer. It's an illness. It's pain. It's money available. It's insurance available. So dying with dignity and feeling like you've led a great life, I hope everybody gets that. Everybody's not in that group.
No, and nobody wants to be in a position where they know they are not only a burden on their family, but they're, you know, draining the family's finances.
It's a huge part of it. More text. Minnesota can't even manage the legislation pod. How do you think they do with assisted suicide? Well, we screw up a lot of things in this state, just like a lot of other states do. We had the story today about, do we have enough pot with it looming? Do I trust? Am I more inclined on like, I'm biased because my general practitioner is my friend and has been my friend for 45 years. So that's my bias. Do I trust conventional national health care? I'm skeptical. And I know countries where it's worked better. And I know we have such a divide again. We do. We've talked a lot about the divide. Now, COVID has heightened up to that. If you had money, you probably have more money. And if you didn't have as much money, you don't have as much money. And there's so much of that that manifests itself with health care on a regular basis. But to say because we're skeptical of state government and there's validity to it in federal government – that we're not going to deal with the issue, that's not enough for me. But I understand your skepticism. More here. Let's get to more. Chad, my father-in-law passed in November. He had a health care directive, so we knew that when the doctor said he was in tremendous pain, it would not prove that we could turn off the machines. I cannot stress how important it is to have a health care directive, having needed to use one. With the people we have in charge now, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. So I'm assuming if you send up assistance, they're going to want a little bit more and take a little bit more. Well, who are we talking about, right? I mean, with the people in charge, is that Biden versus Trump? Is that doctors versus, I don't know. I think it's an issue that instead of just off the side, we need to have more of the conversations about it. And in the end, I hope something passes so people have that option, but it's complicated and it's not easy. And this is where both sides of the argument should be willing to have a complicated conversation. And that doesn't happen enough now.
It's just, good luck.
Yeah, I'm just on my side. I'm right. Your song's wrong. And we'll just keep doing that dance. 33 past two. Am I wrong? Much, much, much lighter coming up, including maybe one or two more Masters memories?
We got to hear from Jack.
Oh, we got it. Scotty Scheffler, 6-under. Bryson DeChambeau, 6-under. Max Homa, all 6-under. Tiger about to go to the 18th tee, well within the cut line at 1-over.
So you need that. Sets the mood for the second.
Yes, the mood. You are a mood setter.
Believe me. It's never been a problem.
Yes, of course. Never been a problem. Who's got a slice of pizza for me? I'm very hungry.
You've been complaining.
I have.
For about the last 3.5 hours.
I know.
I don't have any food.
I mean,
are you familiar with DoorDash?
One of the great impressions of all time, right there.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you were. You're 0 for 1 so far.
You already stole food from Dan Cook, and you're still complaining.
Two Hershey's Kisses.
Is that all he gave you, or is that
That's
all
you
asked for?
That's all he... He only had four, so, I mean, I get it. Oh. It's on me. I was irresponsible.
Was it one of those you forgot lunch days, or are you one of those, hey, I'm going to get a salad and I'm going to be hungry 20 minutes later days?
It was a soup. It was a small soup. Turtle bread. Underrated, the turtle bread soup.
What kind?
Chicken mushroom.
Hmm.
Great soup.
Interesting.
But I didn't bring a lot, and I didn't really eat much for breakfast, so I'm hungry.
Okay, that's a great story.
Yeah, fascinating.
Monday.
I'm going to break down what I ate yesterday.
It's a big day in this country.
Monday. Big day?
Tax day.
Yeah. Oh.
Tax day, baby. Oh, taxes. Great. Let's go.
Yeah.
You've been complaining about them.
Who doesn't? Is there somebody who's advocating for them? I love paying taxes.
The man, that's who advocates for him. Let's go with this. Taxes in 2024 should not be difficult to do. It should be a very simple process. However, most of us, you know, who don't have any changes, it's, you know, usually same job, same kids,
right?
Same spouse, not whole lot. We can't just go to irs.gov. pop in our W-2s, our 1099s, whatever, just like we did last year, and get some AI wizardry. Figured they'd have that right now.
Yeah.
It's 2024. And
we better not hire any IRS agents. I know we can't do that.
That's true.
One of the dumbest controversies ever.
Yeah. It should be a five-minute process. Boom, you should be able to put it all in. Here's your taxes. You're done. The fact that we get duped into believing that these taxes need to be so hard, they need to be so complicated, can't do it ourselves, so we got to spend half of our refund, God willing, if there is a refund, on somebody we barely know, if even that, to do them for us. Greatest scam ever pulled on the American taxpayer. And you know what? I know who's to blame, Chad.
The man?
No. Close to the man, but not quite.
Yeah.
I blame the corporate interests. Huge lobbying power of big accounting. It's time we stand up as a country and fight back.
Am I wrong?
You are taking on big. I think you're taking on big accountant.
Big accountant.
Yeah,
big accountant. We're coming after you, buddy.
First of all, maybe you should bond a little bit with your accountant. It sounds like you're saying you're bored by developing any sort of personal relationship with your accountant.
I have a very personal relationship with my tax guy.
Yeah.
He happens to be my father-in-law.
Oh.
So every year at this time, he
finds
out exactly what kind of a disappointment I am to the family.
And he shakes your head. He goes, these are all the people Lindsay could have ended up with.
Yeah.
It should be easier. You're 100% right.
Of course.
It should be, and there are no signs we'll ever get there. Because we have these flat tax conversations, and we're going to do this and that. Either party has certain members of their team where they want to keep benefiting their team. And they know if they make some of these changes, in theory, for efficiency, that might hurt one of our interest groups who funnels, I don't know, millions and millions of dollars to our team. Well, it's the parties both working with big account.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on which laws they want big accountant to follow. It would be a lot better. Now, my guy Eric, I don't want to tell my guy Eric he's out of work.
Sounds
like you're telling a lot of fine, hardworking Americans, quote Dan Cook, talking about mailmen and mailwomen all across the country. You want them unemployed. You want to tell people, hit the road. So you can be more efficient.
If they can do it to all the fast food workers, why can't I do it to the accountants?
How optimistic are you that in the next 5-10 years, no matter who is the president, I assume we'll just get Biden and Trump in perpetuity. They'll just keep running against mm-hmm. each other. That we're going to have an easier system.
There is a 0% chance of that.
None.
Zero.
Absolutely zero. Let's pause right here. Let's get to more of Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan. You can react at any point. 651-461-9226.
Jack Nicklaus remembers the Masters.
The Par 3 tournament on Wednesday is always a lot of fun. Families get involved, all the players are having a good time. I used to belt down a 6-pack of beer before the event just to give it a little extra pizzazz.
Not really an upbeat song if it's written about you and how you treated me during a relationship.
It's the best breakup song ever, though.
Would you do?
Is it? I think so.
Okay, quick
Am
text.
I wrong?
Am I right? Mm. Is this Alanis about Dave Coulier,
yes.
right? Yeah. Is this the greatest breakup song of all time? 651-461-9226. And if not, what is?
Would you date a pop star if the condition of that is you will break up and you will be written about? Would you do it anyway? Would you date your, like, Olivia Rodrigo, your, you know?
Might be a little out of my age range
now. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Keyword was a little.
Couple months.
But you know what
when,
I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Taking that up.
When do I have to make that decision? Am I?
At the beginning. Are you willing to put, like, that's the deal?
Do I have to sign an NDA?
Well, I mean.
So if in theory. Well,
these are a lot of questions. This is just a simple question.
No.
Are you willing?
So in theory,
for me, it's yes.
So
it's
in theory,
yes.
If I'm dating
right.
some hot top rock star,
yep.
The idea is I've got the ocean is available to me.
Yes.
So I'm probably so arrogant in this hypothetical. Two things: one, she'll never break up with me.
Right.
So yes, that's yeah. my guess.
I would be a yes, and I think I would regret it. Like, to have your, like, someone you were emotionally invested in, and then, like, the diss track or the this guy's a bum track comes out.
Or.
Forever.
Or you love it, right?
It never, well, maybe.
Look at how windy it is at Augusta right now.
Blowing out of the bunkers.
It's 40, 45 mile an hour. It's,
I don't have my wind gauge.
Do we have a Master's memory from
we played
the biggest blow at Augusta?
Hello?
Gust of wind, the
yes.
biggest gust.
We now have wind cam out of the bunker. Should we play one more? Well, we're taking away from Am I Wrong?
That's fine.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to complain about my last.
Do you have something good that I could maybe parlay into a segment since I haven't been preparing
this
at all
was, today? This is one of the new ones from Jack that he sent us yesterday. I think we played this one yesterday.
Let's play it again.
We'll have it again.
What the heck?
Jack Nicklaus remembers the Masters.
A little known fact about the 86 Masters. I played the back nine at 6 under and high on Quaaludes after my playing partner Sandy Lyle dropped one in my lemonade at the turn. I was higher than the grocery bill.
Pretty good. By the way, Tiger just made about a 12-footer into a 45-mile-an-hour wind. That was pretty good. That was pretty. Do we have one final? Am I wrong?
I'll give you a quick one since
okay.
we are running low on time here. I'll just say this. You are going to spend your entire weekend what's going to be a beautiful, gorgeous, our first gorgeous, beautiful weather weekend of the Minnesota year indoors watching this dopey, overly precious, pompous golf tournament. And you, sir, you are wasting your life doing it.
Am I wrong?
Get outside, would you?
Hell no. I love it. Now, I'm still going to be outside, and we got Q stuff going on. The coverage starts later. Got a patio. I'll take some pictures. I'll do the patio pictures.
Do you have the outdoor TV setup?
Do not.
I feel you would like that.
Yeah.
You know who has that? Blois.
Blois has it.
It's very nice.
Well, he's got his country club right next to him. He's got the TV set up. It sounds like you've been invited to Blois' house. I have not.
That may be true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Dave?
I tried to invite myself over once, like to hang out, like on a friendly basis. He was like, well, what is this about? I'm like, what? I just thought it'd be nice to hang out.
You once showed up at my house like at about 10:30 after we went to a liquor store and stayed there very late.
That's true.
We'll talk about Canopy in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.